Ancient Egyptians by Philip Steele. Published by Macmillan Education, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2012. Opening the Tomb. In ancient Egypt, there was a secret valley among rocks and cliffs on the edge of the desert. It was a burial place for the pharaohs, the rulers of ancient Egypt. This was the Valley of the Kings. In 1922, an archaeologist was looking for tombs in the valley. His name was Howard Carter. One day, he found a hidden door, buried by stones and earth. Carter broke open the door and looked inside. He could see a gleam of gold. The tomb contained piles of treasure. There was jewellery, ivory, weapons, royal thrones, and statues. The tomb belonged to a pharaoh called Tutankhamun, who died in 1324 BC. People all over the world were amazed at Howard Carter's discovery and the treasure of Tutankhamun. The ancient Egyptians buried Tutankhamun's treasure thousands of years ago. This fine jewellery was made of gold and coloured glass.
Teenage King. Tutankhamun was not a very important king. He died when he was a teenager. But the ancient Egyptians still placed his body in a coffin of gold.
The River Nile. If you fly over Egypt in a plane, you will see great sandy deserts. The land is hot and dry, and only a narrow green strip marks the position of a big river called the Nile. The River Nile carries rainwater from Central Africa all the way to the Mediterranean Sea. Before the river reaches the coast, it splits into many separate streams. This region of Egypt is called the Nile Delta. In ancient times, the river flooded every summer. The floods left behind thick, black mud. This soil was very good for growing crops, which was why farmers first settled along the banks of the river thousands of years ago. People used the river for watering their fields and for drinking water. They made boats from reeds or wood to travel up and down the river. The ancient Egyptians needed the River Nile to survive. Boats still sail up and down the River Nile today. The Nile is about 6,670 kilometres long. It is the longest river in the world. Gods and goddesses. The ancient Egyptians believed in many different gods and goddesses. Some of them were a part of nature, or were linked with wild animals or birds. Painters showed the gods in pictures with horns, beaks, or the heads of animals. Ra was the sun god. A god called Anubis was responsible for mummies. Osiris was the god of the dead, and his wife, Isis, was the mother goddess. Horus was the god who looked after Egypt and its pharaohs. People believed that the Eye of Horus had healing powers.
How many gods? There were at least 740 Egyptian gods and goddesses. One pharaoh, called Akhenaten, believed that there was just one god, called Aten, the disk of the sun. People did not like this idea. His son, Tutankhamun, went back to worshipping all the old gods.
The ancient Egyptians believed that the pharaohs belonged to the family of the gods. They also believed that if the pharaohs did not do their duty, the whole world would fall apart and there would be chaos. The Kingdom of Egypt. The southern lands around the Nile were called Upper Egypt, and the northern lands were called Lower Egypt. More than 5,000 years ago, both regions became one country, ruled by a pharaoh. Most pharaohs were men, although some women ruled as pharaoh. Pharaohs wore crowns and lived in grand palaces. The queen and royal family made up the royal court, with the top people called nobles. There were also many powerful officials, top priests, and army leaders. Other important people were doctors, engineers, architects, and craft workers. First comes the royal family. Then there are the nobles. They include leading priests, officials, and army leaders. In the third row, there are doctors, engineers, traders, scribes, and architects. The fourth row has minor priests and craft workers. In the fifth row, there are soldiers, sailors, servants, and performers. At the bottom, there are workers and slaves.
Snake and bird. The badge of Lower Egypt was the cobra, a deadly snake. The badge of Upper Egypt was a bird called a vulture, which eats dead animals. The two became symbols of royal power.
The Big Pyramids. Between June and September every year, the River Nile flooded the fields. Farmers and workers could not work on the land, so instead they had to help build temples or monuments. Workers built pyramids near the ancient city of Memphis on the orders of the pharaohs. These were like mountains made of stone blocks. One big pyramid, at a place called Saqqara, is more than 4,600 years old. It has four sides, with steps. 100 years later, the ancient Egyptians built three pyramids at Giza, which were even bigger and had smooth sides. The pyramids of Giza are still standing today.
A strange monster. Near the pyramids of Giza, there is a giant, mysterious statue. It has the body of a lion and the face of a pharaoh. Its name is the Great Sphinx.
Pyramids marked the tombs of dead pharaohs. The ancient Egyptians believed that the spirit of the pharaoh went to the world of the gods, where he would live forever. They filled the tombs with treasures that the pharaoh could use in the next world. Building at Giza. The biggest monument at Giza is the Great Pyramid. It is the tomb of a pharaoh called Khufu. Building the Great Pyramid probably took thousands of workers more than 20 years. It was made from more than 2.3 million stone blocks, weighing between 2 and 15 tons each. The stone was cut from quarries and carried down the River Nile in barges. Then, workers loaded the stone onto wooden sledges and dragged them over rollers to the site. The builders probably built ramps from mud bricks and soil to pull the stones up. Later, they knocked the ramps away. Secret tunnels led to the burial chamber, sealed with massive stones. Even so, robbers sometimes stole their treasures.
Wonder of the world. The Great Pyramid was 147 metres tall. For thousands of years, it was the tallest building on Earth. Over time, the wind and sand have worn it down, and today it is 139 metres high.
Priests and temples. The ancient Egyptians built big stone temples. These had high gates and courtyards with tall pillars. At the centre of each temple, there was a holy shrine with statues of the gods. A pharaoh makes an offering to the god Aten. Priests or priestesses offered food or drink to the gods. They burned incense and played music. They had to stay very clean and pure. Priests shaved their heads and washed at certain times of the day in a sacred pool. They could not wear wool or leather or eat fish. Some special priests wore leopard skin robes. Ordinary people could not enter temples to worship the gods. Sometimes there were big religious festivals when the priests took the statues of the gods out of the temples. They carried them in processions or up and down the river in boats.
The most perfect place. Karnak was the biggest and most important religious site. The ancient Egyptians called it the most perfect place. It was near the ancient city of Thebes, and it took 1,300 years to build. There were three main temples and a sacred lake.
Ways of writing. Egyptian priests invented a way of writing made up of pictures and shapes. The symbols stood for sounds, ideas, or things. We call these symbols hieroglyphs, which means sacred carvings. Hieroglyphs were carved on temples and monuments for thousands of years. The ancient Egyptians also invented other, quicker ways of writing. These flowing scripts were quicker to use. Scribes wrote with black or red ink, and pens made from reeds. The ancient Egyptians made a sort of paper from papyrus. This was a tall reed which grew by the River Nile. The stalks were stripped, soaked, and pressed together. Hieroglyphic writing uses pictures of things like animals, plants, food, objects, and buildings to make words and sentences. People sometimes wrote quick notes or practiced their handwriting on broken pottery. After ancient Egyptian times, people forgot how to read the old writing. Then, in 1799, some soldiers found a piece of stone at a place called Rosetta. It showed Egyptian scripts written next to ancient Greek words, which people still understood. About 20 years later, people had worked out how to read hieroglyphs. This helped us to understand ancient Egypt. Living in towns. The ancient Egyptians built villages, towns, and big cities such as Memphis and Thebes. Their cities had walls to protect them from attack. City streets were made of hard earth. Bricks were made from mud mixed with pebbles and straw, then dried in the sun until they were hard. Even royal palaces were made of mud bricks, then covered in painted tiles. During the day, the streets were noisy. Markets were held in open squares between the houses. There was the noise of donkeys, children, and the hammering of metal workers, jewelers, and furniture makers. Craft workers made pots, leather sandals, and baskets in the streets. Some ancient Egyptian houses had two or three floors, with beams made from the trunks of palm trees. People sat or slept on the flat roofs in the cool of the evening.
Going to the toilet. Ancient Egyptian toilet seats were often made of wood. They stood above a pottery jar filled with sand.
The Farmer's Year. Most ancient Egyptians lived in villages in the delta or along the riverbanks. Farmers dug channels to bring water from the river through their fields. They also grew crops at oases, which were the few places in the desert where there was water. Every November, oxen pulled ploughs over the soil. Farmers scattered seeds by hand. Herds of sheep or goats walked over them to push them into the ground. A farmer ploughs his land. Dates are growing on the palm trees. Villagers used sickles made of wood and stone to harvest the wheat and barley. They made bread or beer from the grain. They grew vegetables such as peas, beans, cabbages, leeks, and cucumbers. Dates, figs, grapes, and melons were sweet and healthy food crops. When there was a poor crop, people went hungry. Farmers kept ducks, geese, pigs, goats, and cows to eat, and raised sheep for their wool. Farmers grew and harvested the grain. Then women made the bread.
Hippo havoc. In some areas, hippopotamuses came out of the river at night and made a mess of the crops on the banks.
Food and feasts. Ancient Egyptian workers were paid with food instead of money. They stored their food in pottery jars and cooked in a clay oven. At a simple meal, they might eat onions, beans, salted fish, or fruit. The bread must have been a bit hard because the teeth of ancient Egyptians were often in bad condition. Nobles enjoyed hunting. Sometimes they brought home wild duck from the river or a deer from the desert to serve at a feast. The pharaohs ate beef stews or roast goose, along with vegetables cooked in milk and cheese, tender figs, pomegranates, and delicious honey cakes. The ancient Egyptians drank red or white wine. The nobles of the royal court loved grand banquets. They wore their finest clothes and jewellery. During and after the meal, the guests watched musicians, acrobats, and dancers putting on a show.
Sweet pastries. Sticky cakes and buns came in all shapes and sizes. Some were like donuts, while others were shaped as triangles or spirals. Some bakers made cakes in the shape of crocodiles.
Fashion and beauty. How do you keep cool in a hot country? The ancient Egyptians wore light, loose clothes made of plain white linen. Women wore a long dress with shoulder straps. Men wore a tunic or just a kilt, a length of cloth worn around the waist like a skirt. They sometimes decorated their clothes with pleats or folds. Most people in the royal court wore clothes made of white linen.
A false beard. Pharaohs always wore a crown or headdress. No one was allowed to see their hair. At important events, they wore a false beard to show they were the king.
Workers and servants wore loincloths. Poor people made sandals from papyrus or grass, while rich people wore leather sandals. Children often ran around without clothes. Nobles wore beautiful jewellery and broad collars made of beads. Both men and women wore makeup. The ancient Egyptians made black eyeliner from a type of lead and lipstick from ochre, a red earth. They loved perfumes and scented oils. Boys had shaved heads and a side lock of hair. Many men shaved their heads too, and both men and women often wore wigs. Nefertiti was a powerful and beautiful queen. Look at her headdress, collar and makeup. Everyday life. Children played with rattles, balls, spinning tops and toy lions and crocodiles. They wrestled and swam. Most children had to work when they were quite small. Boys helped in the fields or learned skills in their father's workshop. Girls learned how to weave cloth and cook. Children from important families, especially boys, learned reading, writing and sums. The teacher hit them if they made mistakes. Women married before the age of 15, and men by the time they were 20. Parents decided who their children married, although some people married for love. Poor people often died by the time they were 30 or 40, but rich people might live to be 70 or older. One pharaoh, Ramesses II, was about 90 when he died.
Having a baby. Women who were going to have a baby made offerings to the goddess Taurit. Pictures showed her with the head of a hippopotamus, the tail of a crocodile, and the legs of a lion.
Making mummies. Ancient Egyptians believed that after they died, they would be with the gods forever. They turned their dead into mummies so that the bodies kept their shape and could travel safely to the world of the gods. To make a mummy, the priests first cleaned the body. Then they took out the brain. They cut out the guts, liver, lungs and stomach, dried them and put them in jars. They dried the body for 40 days in a kind of salt called natron. Then they stuffed the body with cloth or sawdust. They covered it in gum and oil and wrapped it in linen bandages, adding lucky charms. They put a mask over the head. People are still discovering ancient mummies today. Archaeologists study them carefully. They can find out from mummies what people ate and how they lived and worked.
Cat mummies. Egyptians also made mummies of cats. They buried them to honour the cat goddess, who was called Bastet.
A funeral procession. The mummy makers placed the body inside a wooden coffin in the shape of a human body. They painted the wood to look like the person who had died. Royal mummies had several coffin cases, one inside the other. A large stone chest, called a sarcophagus, held the coffins in the tomb. At the funeral procession, long lines of women cried. Priests made offerings to the gods, sprinkling milk and burning sweet incense. Oxen pulled the coffin to the burial ground on a sledge shaped like a boat. In this boat, the dead pharaoh travelled to meet the god Osiris, who ruled the world of the dead. Priests carried out one last ceremony to make sure that the pharaoh could come back to life in the next world. They called this opening the mouth. Then they placed the body in its tomb. A dead pharaoh's funeral procession.
Food for the dead. There were stone tables near the entrance to the tomb. People left offerings of food and drink to feed the mummy's spirit.
Raiders and robbers. pharaohs stopped marking their tombs with pyramids and began hiding them underground, because robbers often broke in to steal the treasure. At first, the Valley of the Kings seemed the perfect place for royal burials. It was hidden in cliffs on the edge of the desert west of Thebes, and it was easy to guard. The Valley of the Kings was used between about 3,500 and 3,000 years ago. The tombs were full of dead ends and deadly drops to stop the robbers finding the royal treasure. Even so, robbers broke into many tombs. Archaeologists have found 63 tombs or burial places in the Valley of the Kings. Nearby, there is also a Valley of the Queens and a Valley of the Nobles. Wall paintings in many of them tell us about life in ancient Egypt. But most of the treasure disappeared thousands of years ago. People are still making great discoveries in Egypt today.
Death to robbers. Anyone who robbed a pharaoh's tomb faced a terrible punishment. Sometimes they were stuck on a pointed wooden pole.
Treasures of Tutankhamun. The most famous tomb ever found in Egypt belonged to the young pharaoh Tutankhamun. His tomb was smaller than others, but because robbers had not taken away all the treasure, it was packed with beautiful things. Archaeologists think that robbers tried to break into the tomb, but were disturbed and did not find the treasure. Howard Carter, the man who discovered the tomb, spent years working on it, clearing passages and chambers and making lists of all the wonderful things he found. There were chariot wheels and trumpets, daggers, bows and arrows, painted chests and golden thrones. Carved wooden animals, cups, beds and stools lay beside board games, jewels, fans and golden sandals. There were even boxes of food for the pharaoh to eat on his journey to the world of the dead. In 1925, Howard Carter opened the inner coffin and saw at last the mummy of Tutankhamun. Over the face was a mask of solid gold and a blue stone called lapis lazuli. A beautiful ring found in Tutankhamun's tomb and his golden mask.
How did he die? Scientists have scanned and x-rayed Tutankhamun's remains several times in recent years. Some archaeologists think the young king was murdered. Others believe he had an accident, hitting his head and breaking his leg. Some people think he died of a fever after the accident. Archaeologists do not know how Tutankhamun died.
Traders and explorers. The ancient Egyptians did not use money or metal coins in the time of the pharaohs. They exchanged goods or services. In the market, they swapped grain for pots and jars, or jewellery for a knife. At market, the Egyptians used scales to weigh goods. They sometimes used rings of copper, silver, or gold in their exchanges. They might swap a bed worth 20 units of copper for a wooden chest of the same value. The pharaohs exchanged precious gifts with the rulers of other countries. The ancient Egyptians built sailing ships and traded with other people who lived around the Mediterranean Sea and Arabia. Ancient Egyptian explorers sailed down the Red Sea to a land they called Punt. This was probably somewhere in East Africa. They brought back ivory, precious woods, incense, and wild animals, such as pet monkeys and sacred baboons.
Long-distance trade. Traders brought the blue gemstone, known as lapis lazuli, all the way from Afghanistan to Egypt, about 4,000 kilometres. Lapis lazuli bracelet.
Egypt at war. The ancient Egyptians believed that their pharaohs should rule all the lands created by the gods. Pictures show the pharaohs defeating Egypt's enemies. Ancient Egyptian soldiers fought against Nubia, the African country to the south. Their armies marched west into Libya and east into Asia. The pharaoh Ramesses II fought a great battle at Kadesh against people called the Hittites. An ancient Egyptian army goes to war. Archaeologists found these models in an ancient tomb. Ramesses II in his chariot at the Battle of Kadesh. The ancient Egyptians built strong forts from mud bricks. They gathered soldiers to take part in battles or expeditions. Slaves could win their freedom by fighting in the army. They fought with bows and arrows, swords, axes, clubs and spears. They carried shields. They hurled stones at the enemy with slings. The first metal weapons were copper. Later weapons were made of bronze and iron. Ancient Egyptian armies began to use chariots pulled by horses about 3,500 years ago. Archers stood on them to fire arrows at the enemy.
Victory! In 1456 BC, a pharaoh called Thutmose III fought a battle for the city of Megiddo. The ancient Egyptians captured 2,000 horses and 924 chariots.
After the pharaohs. In the end, the Egyptian pharaohs lost their power over Egypt. Other people came to rule the lands around the River Nile, including the Persians, Greeks, Romans, Arabs, and Turks. They built new cities. The port of Alexandria became a great centre of learning. Cairo became the biggest city in Africa. But the world forgot the old ways of life in Egypt. Sand covered the ruined monuments. During the 1700s and 1800s, Europeans became interested in ancient Egypt. They carried away monuments and treasures to their own countries. Then, archaeologists began to work in a more scientific way. They took more care of ancient temples and tombs and built a new museum in Cairo. The mayor of Thebes, with his wife and daughter.
Moving a temple. In the 1960s, the Egyptians built a new dam at Aswan, which raised the water level of the River Nile. They took apart the great temple at Abu Simbel and rebuilt it on higher ground.
Today and forever. Egyptian archaeologists are still searching for ancient remains. In 2009, they found 30 mummies inside one tomb at Saqqara. They had been there for 2,600 years. Today, visitors come to Egypt from all over the world. They travel up the River Nile and explore the ancient pyramids, temples, and tombs. Tutankhamun is the most famous pharaoh from the Valley of the Kings. He is more famous today than he was in his own lifetime. Archaeologists found a beautiful cup in Tutankhamun's tomb. On it were the words, May your spirit live on. May you spend millions of years, you who love Thebes, with your face to the wind from the north and your eyes seeing happiness.
Ancient Egypt key dates. BC, 6000. Farmers grow crops around the Nile. 3400. The ancient Egyptians build walled towns. 3100. The pharaohs rule Egypt as one kingdom. 2650. They build the stepped pyramid at Saqqara. 2560. They build the Great Pyramid at Giza. 2500. Then they build the Great Sphinx at Giza. 1550. They use the Valley of the Kings near Thebes to bury pharaohs. 1483. Queen Hatshepsut dies. 1478. The Battle of Megiddo ends with a victory for Thutmose III. 1379. The pharaoh Akhenaten brings in sun worship. 1324. The pharaoh Tutankhamun dies. 1274. Ramses II fights the Battle of Kadesh. 525. The Persians rule Egypt.